I'm a little nervous, but I'm also confident to see how it goes. I think everyone is a bit jumpy on their first year of doing whatever they're doing. So, gonna hop into it and see where it takes me.
Cool. What inspired you to become a teacher?
I'd say it's a want to have an effect on the upcoming generations. And also the fact that my mother's been a teacher. So I've always been around the school system in one way or another. Stuck there till like 9 p.m. waiting for her to get out of whatever meeting she's stuck in.
So you're just comfortable being in the schools?
Yeah, it's a good place. It's somewhere I'm very familiar with.
Do you feel like you know what your teaching style is? I know this is your first year, but do you have a sense of what it is?
During the student teaching, I got a lot of time to observe a bunch of teachers, which was awesome. And I'm not quite settled yet. I think I'm going to keep feeling it out a bit during this first year and see where I want to take it. So I would say I'm not entirely solid, but I got a few ideas.
What are your ideas?
I really like a lot of group work. Having a bunch of table groups is great. Being able to have group projects and make sure that everyone collaborates is key. I also believe in a lot of hands-on learning. Anything that has manipulatives that they can actively work with, I think, enhances the learning capabilities.
Okay. Is there anything that you're particularly looking forward to this year?
I would say I'm excited to do a bunch of reading groups. I did manage to do two while I was doing my student teaching with the fifth grade, and that went really well. We started tossing the reading part around to people. So everyone had a chance to read. They had a chance. We did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so they were able to do the various voices,
fun.
Which was fun. And they started out just reading it normally, and then I started adding voices, and then they started adding voices in turn, and it was great to just see how that grew into the and added enjoyment to their reading.
Do you have mentors in elementary school that you're excited to work with?
I'm definitely looking forward to working with my host teacher, the other fifth grade teacher, Vanessa Miller. And then I'm definitely going to be pulling bits and pieces of learning from the third grade teacher, Mary Midkiff. She taught me a lot while I was in her room. The other one that comes right off the top of my head was Michelle Brock. She gave me a lot of helpful insight. Heather's a great boss and helps out.
Heather Kahn, yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.